All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. It keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Ah, the great Scottish bard little Robbie Burns once said, "Oh, wad some power to gifty deus to see ourselves as others see us." Our American cousin's notoriety abroad is the stuff of National Lampoon's European Vacation. But to a greater or lesser degree, those mannerisms cross north into Canada as well. With that in mind, here are a few things that we do that the rest of the world will never understand. Smiling at strangers, polite, even maybe flirtatious behavior to us. It's off-putting elsewhere on the planet. Some may actually create some space between themselves and someone offering an unsettling smile. Both Canada and the U.S. are extremely young countries, which probably drives our enthusiastic fascination with ancient historical landmarks. Locals, on the other hand, may see these millennial-old artifacts as part of the scenery and are baffled by our shock and awe. You've seen the t-shirt in Winter Boys. That can prompt a smile or a laugh. Imagine what overseas folks think about North American tourists showing up on their doorstep in all kinds of weather, wearing what many of us do on vacation. Sure, English is the international language of the air, but not everybody speaks it or very little of it. Learning a few words in the local lingo can take you far. When someone asks you where you're from, there's no need to go into the very village, hamlet, or burg you call home. Paint in broad strokes when you're abroad. Universally despised around the world is North America's fashion blindness towards socks and sandals. Pick one or the other if you don't want to be instantly pegged as a comical tourist. The other Griswold dead giveaway is wearing a Hawaiian shirt, normally paired with cargo shorts, a baseball hat, and a large backpack. And socks and sandals, of course. To be fair, it's astounding how many different habits and isms we travel with. Here's a thought for the ride back to the airport. North Americans customarily take the back seat in a taxi, but cabbies abroad usually expect someone to ride shotgun. So next time, hop in the front seat and make a friend. Hey, maybe a smile isn't such a bad idea in that situation. I'm Cal Coat. Turn that frown upside down for the next hour of cool new tracks, like Mdou Mokhtar from Niger. The Tuareg guitarist's new album is called Funeral for Justice, and this is our debut of Chinta from World Beat Canada Radio.
thumb.
Bibio Sound Machine's new album, Pull the Rope, is full of dance floor goodness. That is Fire, our debut for you. Before that, Mdou Mokhtar and Chinta. That album has just been released. It's called Funeral for Justice. Here's something new from Canadian band Cedar Roots. Their Métis singer sings about Indigenous culture in Into the Great Unknown from World Beat Canada Radio.
Call up Hawaii.
After Echo Deck and Pepper Moth, Andrew McPherson is dropping his third new global music soundtrack, and it's a project called Sonova. Not what you think it is. And it's coming up next. This is World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Code. Thanks for keeping the beat of the world alive.
Thank you.
Venisonic's having some fun with a traditional Venezuelan rhythm called Golpe de Tambor. The artist's real name is Andres Ponce. Here is Balkan Taksim. They have an album out called Disco Telegraph. It's full of Balkan psych from Budapest. Have a listen to Zelina from World Beat Canada Radio.